When we are just at 2% below our life highs, then the volatility is going to be there and market is headed towards new high. That is not the theme for today morning, but today we are going to talk on trade setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute podcast before the chaos begins. So let's start with what happened on Friday and then we'll move on to Monday where we are standing today. So let's see what happened on Friday. So Friday market saw a huge amount of volatility. There were moves on both the direction. Market opened lower and it continued its downward trend towards 25,400 levels and then bounced towards 25,540 levels before closing. So as of now, I'm seeing GIFT Nifty currently trading at around 25,486, down almost 40 points from its previous close. So as of today morning, 8:35, GIFT Nifty is down 40 points. Asia is down relatively, where Nikkei, Hang Seng, Taiwan, Jakarta, Shanghai, all Asian markets are trading negative. On Friday, we saw a good close on US markets as well, and the rally continued over there. On the commodities front, Brent crude is trading at around 67.76, down around 80 bips from its previous close, whereas gold has cooled off around 33.12 levels. On currencies, the dollar index stands at 97.07, whereas USD INR closed around 85.39. But which were those indices which were showing strength at close, and what is the stand that you should take today? That is what we are going to discuss today. So a very good morning to all of you and welcome to another episode of Trade Setup with Tanmay, your morning 5-minute podcast before the chaos begins. So today is 7th of July. We are at 25,500 levels, so a very important level, and the lifetime high on Nifty stands at around 26,216 levels. So we are just below that, 2.5-3% below its life highs, and currently market has again started to show its strength, but for past couple of days it has been stuck in this range of 25,200 to 25,600 levels, where the mean currently stands at 25,300. When I say mean, it means that if there is a pullback towards 25,300 levels, you can take a long stance on the market. On the index front, CNX, IT, Pharma, Infra, and Small Cap, these are some of the indices which are showing strength on TK Algo right now. So IT is strong, Pharma is strong, Small Cap is strong, Infra is strong, whereas other indices are just trading into the neutral category and a strong or a weak momentum is not present over there. What happened on the option side and what is that option trade you can look for today is what we are going to talk about. So 10th July IVs or implied volatility closed at 10.17, whereas the yield on 10th of July closed at 5.88. The forward volatility between surface 1 and surface 2 is currently trading at 11.29, whereas week 2 IVs are trading at 10.79. So it's a relatively low vol zone. Calendars can be entered, and you should look for a breakout that is going to happen probably on the upside. The currently the ATM straddle stands at around 273 points, and that gives a one standard deviation expected range of around 225 points on the market. That takes market from 25,500 to 25,725, and on the bottom side, 25,325. So what is happening on the commodity side or FIDS side? So FIS sold around 760 crores of stocks in the cash market on 4th, whereas DIS sold around 1,000 crores of cash. Currently, for the month, FIS have sold around 500, 5,700 crores, whereas we as have bought around 4,100 crores. On the positioning fronts, clients are still carrying those short calls of around 2,66,000 and short puts of 3,46,000. So now enough calls have been sold. Still, the bias remains from the option front on the long side for clients, whereas future positions have been trimmed to around 31,700 contracts. So that's all for today. Today's take is again a downfall on the wall. That is where you can look for calendars, because the wall is lower and we might see a big up move happening towards the new all-time high in this series as well. So stay focused and stay sharp, and let's connect tomorrow once again for this lovely talk on trade setup with Tanmay. So thank you all for joining in, and if you like it, give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends. Thank you.